This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Signs of Light. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can storm windows be religious? In anticipation of hosting the National Football League Super Bowl, the city of Detroit agreed to fund 50% of the cost of renovations to publicly visible building facades and parking lots in the downtown area, up to $150,000 per building and $30,000 per lot. 91 projects were completed at a cost of $11.5 million, including renovation of buildings and parking lots belonging to three churches. American Atheists Incorporated sued, claiming that by helping to refurbish churches, the city was advancing religion in violation of the First Amendment. The court that first heard the case upheld all the grants except for church signs and storm windows that covered stained glass. But the Court of Appeals upheld all the grants, stating that storm windows and signs have no religious significance. So for American Atheists Incorporated, let's just call it a sign of the times. And when it comes to windows, a painful decision. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.